Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, October 5th, 2017. Citroën's e-mobility car service, MultiCity, is closing business in Berlin after 5 years, and the last day will be October 29th. Currently, MultiCity has 330 cars in Berlin, 230 of which have an electric engine. The company complains that the city did not do enough to provide an appropriate e-mobility infrastructure. There were too few recharging stations, and often they were blocked by conventional cars. MultiCity's main competition are Car2Go and DriveNow. With more than 1,000 cars each, most of them have conventional engines. The Deutsche Bahn and the states of Berlin and Brandenburg have announced that they want to cooperate on building better and more connections for commuters. The special focus is on corridors that connect areas south and northwest of Berlin to the capital. Trains have been getting fuller, and it is getting harder to find a seat, especially at peak times. Platforms must be extended, and additional tracks and stops have to be built. The plans are for long-term, for the next 20 years, and the steering committee will start their work on November 29th. After 7 years of reconstruction, the Berliner Staatsoper has moved from their temporary home in the Schiller Theater and reopened in their original building at Unter den Linden. At the opening ceremony on October 3rd, President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Mayor Michael Müller attended along with many celebrities from politics and culture. Director Jürgen Flimm conducted scenes from Goethe's Faust. Because the reopening had to be delayed several times, the cost increased from an estimated 240 to 400 million euro, which was partly covered by the federal government. A highlight of the new building is the better acoustics. And now a weather warning. Storm Xavier will hit Brandenburg today, and the capital could also be hit. Wind gusts of up to 110 kilometers per hour and heavy rain is expected. The storm's corridor is rather small, however, so the impact of Xavier on Berlin is not clear yet. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.